Welcome, welcome, everyone. Good to see you. Well, happy to be here today with all of you. It was great to see some of you yesterday on our Q&A call. And as a reminder to everyone, for some of you, what's perfectly aligned is to come to those monthly Q&A calls and stay on for the whole time. For some of you, what's perfectly aligned is to not come to those monthly Q&A calls at all. They're totally optional. And for some of you, you can come on and get your question asked and go. Or I should say, get your question answered and go. So use those, or maybe you just want the blueprint printing time, or you don't need the blueprinting time, and so you come starting at 1 instead of 12:30. Use or not use those calls in whatever way meets your needs. But if you ever do have any questions that you want to ask me, anything that you want coaching on, anything that you want to take a look at together that we just didn't have time for in one of our training calls, please, please come to a Q&A. Love to have you there. Okay. So we are in our last session of our Creating Awareness module today. We're going to have our practicum, always some of my favorite calls. Before we jump into the practicum, I'd love to hear from a couple of you what's been resonating around creating awareness, around reflecting hard truths, around telling personal stories to reflect truths, around mirroring, reflecting, acknowledging, celebrating, honoring what is, consulting and facting. Either what have you been seeing and noticing in your client sessions, if you've been working with client sessions or with your coaching partner, what have you been noticing for yourself? Or what's been on your mind about it? Who'd like to share? I'd love to hear one or two of you on this. What have you been, or what would you like to celebrate around it? Jana.
So in terms of the practice that I tried out recently that I haven't really done a lot of before, and that was sharing. So I've really, you know, not shared my some things, and there's been times where I've been called to, like, I felt like this would be helpful, either in coaching or, you know, in my previous professional role. So I was having what I thought was just a kind of conversation with somebody that ended up turning into a coaching client, and she shared something with me, and I was like, okay, you know, I felt it, and I'm like, you know, I'm always thinking I'm going to detract from their experience by sharing, but it had to do with her daughter's mental health, and that happens to be something that I've experienced with my child as well. And I said, is it okay if I share with you? So that was helpful to have that, you know, that permission. And I told her, I said, I want to share this with you because I want to normalize this experience. And then I didn't go into a whole lot of detail. I just said, you know, we had an experience, we went through a crisis, and, you know, things are a lot better now, but I just wanted you to know that this is normal, you know, I mean, not normal, but, you know, other people experience this too. So anyway, so that was kind of really helpful last week to, okay, sometimes it is appropriate to share.
Yeah. And what did you notice as you created that awareness and normalized for that client? How did that land for the client?
So it was helpful to her, I think, because, you know, there's more to the story, of course, there always is, but she had really been carrying this by herself. And And I felt like by sharing it with her, like we're kind of collectively carrying it as mothers, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And that is at the heart of honoring what is. That's at the heart of normalizing, which honoring what is really helps to normalize these. You know, we have these things that are so hard because life is hard, and then we think we're the only ones. And so then that piles shame on top of it, you know, all the judgments and all of that. I love what you're saying. It helped her to feel that she wasn't carrying it alone, that we're carrying this together. That in and of itself is such a gift. So I heard you doing honoring what is, normalizing, and then facting, consulting, sharing something that you know that this client may not have known. And it seems like in that situation, it was appropriate, or at least it helped you energetically to ask permission on that first. Really beautifully done. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that example. Natalie.
Yeah, so I had, I guess, two different experiences with this. The first one is, I think something that the teaching made me do better at is the honoring what is. And in terms of like, even especially like just saying, you know, like to kind of say, like, I see you, I hear you, you know, and I don't say those words, but I'll say, yes, that is true. And, you know, like I had a client last week, he's been going through a really rough stuff that's actually detracting from the work we were supposed to be doing, but this is what's in front of us, and so we're dealing with this hard thing. And you know, so often it's like I'm like, oh man, I feel so frustrated for her in the situation, but like just acknowledging like, yeah, this is hard. And like at one point, you know, we were talking about maybe it requires more surrender from you, and she's like, Natalie, I have surrendered. And I'm like, you have surrendered, yes you have. You know, so that even me saying it, because I think before I probably right. would have acknowledged, yes, she has, but there was more still to do. Yeah. So that, Joanna, I feel like that little small thing was because of the training. Beautiful. But it's a big thing, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was just saying really nicely done.
The second one was, wow. So this wasn't a coaching. This is a mentor. I have a mentee. A new mentee that I just personally took on to help. God, really hard stuff. And I tend to be very sort of like neutral in any of these kind of engagements. And for some reason, her story was so hard. And I knew I had stuff I could share. So I did what I would normally do, which is share something very, very personal. Again, it's not a coaching client, it's just a mentee. But I felt the alignment, and I did that. I actually started crying, which never happens, right? And so, but she had been crying earlier, and you know, and I was like, I don't cry, but here it goes. I'm feeling my own feelings right now as I share this to you. But you know what? The powerful thing in it is that she was like, Natalie. So we had talked for a whole hour before that or whatever. She said, Natalie, you was sharing that. She was, one of the things she said she wanted was, I need to see light. I need to see light in this, in what I'm going through. Which, Natalie, you sharing that is the light I needed to see today. The anecdote, the power of the anecdote.
Yes, yes. So, so beautifully done. I can feel the power of it. And I know that was a mentee, but also just to remind you and everyone, in the scope of coaching, not for all practitioners, but for coaches, if it, in the, all the ways we learned, if it is aligned, if we, you know, I like to oftentimes ask permission, if we do it in a way, you know, sharing that personal anecdote, like you said, can be so powerful, and even showing some emotion, so long as we are grounded in ourselves, right, and present to our client while we show the emotion, absolutely, you know, and sometimes that vulnerability with presence and focus on the client, you know, it's not like you are crying and then you're focused on yourself, then we've right. lost presence for the focus on the client, but sometimes with that vulnerability and the focus on the client, every now and again, that is the gift, that is the light, as your mentee said. So beautifully done, and thanks for sharing that with us. I think it's just instructive. I love all of these examples. Juliana.
There's so many things, but I wanted to pick one that happened this morning that is a direct result of having the words within the container for my client. We came to the end of the session and she was just blown away. And she was like, oh my God, you're so amazing. And you really held this space. And I'm like, well, we did it together. And she immediately switched and it's like, yeah, isn't it amazing how we all can access that inside of ourselves? And I'm like, say that one more time. And she did, and she really owned it. And so just the tools for myself to be present and not and relaxed so that I didn't have to feel important or, you know, push her back. I could just be with her and share it with her. And that was so amazing for her and also really amazing for me. So thank you.
I love it. Such a great example. And I want to pull a couple pieces in there because it brings together so much of what we've been learning since we started. So first of all, your energetics, right? Not needing to be better than, not feeling good enough, not right. So that's a big piece along with the skills and the words, right? But that those energetics that you had in place were such a big piece of what you allowed you to create this beautiful awareness for this client. And I always like to say that, you know, I like kudos as much as the next person. And it's not that we're not allowed to like kudos, like, you know, clients thank me all the time. But there's a difference between appreciation and, oh my God, like you're, you know, that kind of thing. When it's like that idolizing, when it's just the appreciation, I'll just take it and leave it. But when it is more in that like idolizing way, then there's a little work, some more work to be done there or creating awareness. So you played that so beautifully and was able to like make, it's like that one was kind of in the middle. So you like, you took it, right?
Yeah.
Back on her. And then I want to pull out how you created awareness. So first you shared, well, we did it together, and you let that land for her. So you kind of reflected a truth and consulted and facted, right, in a way. You let that land. And then because that landed, I forget exactly what she said, but it created an awareness. And then you followed that up by giving her the opportunity to embody her own wisdom that came through by saying, say that again, right? Yeah. So very beautifully done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. All right, well, let's take all of this further and deeper and integrate even more and have some fun. And so we're gonna have our practicum, which is very similar. We're gonna run our practicum for creating awareness in very similar ways that we did for our listening skills practicum. So in a few minutes, I will ask someone to be our volunteer client. And I'm going to try very hard not to coach and but interview our client just so that we can get a lot of information from this client. And for those of you listening, I want you to do a couple of things. Number one, I want you to use all of your listening skills that we've been working on. And as you use your listening skills, I want you to be asking yourself, what would be helpful for this client to be aware of or more aware of? What would be helpful for this client to be aware of or more aware of? And I want you to take notes on those. Now, in our listening practicum, we just shared what we were listening. For this practicum, when I ask for shares of what you'd like to create awareness on, my invitation to you is to use the language that you would want to use to create the awareness. So as a way of practicing. So, and I'll tell you, I've done this many, 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 many times. Some of you are going to forget and just say like, I want to create awareness on blah, blah, blah. And that's fine if you end up doing it. But if you can remember, or if it feels valuable for you to use any of the language we've been playing with over the last sessions or your own language, you know, how is it that if you were in that moment that you would want to create that awareness with the client, what's the language that you would use there? And as a reminder, that can be any of the ways we looked at reflecting truths. That can be what I'm hearing is. That can be honoring what is, celebrating, facting. Any questions before we go in? Okay, last thing before I ask for a volunteer, I want to invite everybody to write down what is it that you want to be working on today? What's an edge for you that you want to be working on when it comes to creating awareness? Can be an inner or an outer edge. And if you can share in the chat, that would be great. Get to see different examples. So what is it that you want to be working on? What's your intention for yourself? Caroline is saying going slow and steady. Nice. Heather Singh, avoid going into problem solving mode. Awesome. Jennifer Singh, learning to reflect hard truths. Beautiful. Good. Natalie, also slow and steady. Good. Carmen, remaining curious and conclusion free. These are also great. Yes. Angie is working on listening for what isn't being said. Awesome. Yes. And so important in creating awareness. Good. Being curious. Yes. Good. Who else? What's your intention? What's your edge? What are you working on? For Gaia, also slow and steady. Yeah, each of these are so important. That slow and steady piece just can make such a difference. Andrea, her intention is empowered compassion, like we were talking about last time, that aligned place of honoring what is, where we're not pathologizing or victimizing or disempowering by honoring the not so great thing. Going slow. Lauren saying finding threads. Good. Doris is saying being fully present, listening deeply, learning how to reflect effectively. Beautiful. So Doris, for you, think about the words that you want to use when you're reflecting. And somebody, who was it earlier? Jennifer, you had said learning to reflect hard truths. I want you to write down, okay, you know what the hard truth is. Now, what are some of the words that you want to use to reflect that? Deeply listening, so I may ask questions. Wendy is saying beautiful. Julie's saying listening, being fully present, listening deeply, reflecting more effectively. Beautiful. So again, Julie, I want you to think about, right, because here we can, even though we want no myth of perfection, in the practicum, we can kind of be a little perfectionist. What word would I change here? What word would I change there for it to be more effective? Not that you're going to be doing that all the time in your sessions, but this is just a great place to build that muscle. Marina saying, not rushing, not fixing the client. Beautiful, good. Juliana saying, staying present and listening without agenda, paying attention to the client's language to reflect it back to them. Beautiful. Yeah. And remember, a piece of creating awareness is sometimes we want to reflect that language back. Sometimes we create awareness by shifting the language a little bit. Okay. All right. So, who'd like to be our volunteer? Don't be shy and be courageous.
I'll do it.
Awesome. Thank you. Yay. I totally get that. That stick the tongue out feeling, and that's completely welcome here.
I don't have to have anything in mind, right?
Well, I was going to ask you if you were, even though this isn't a coaching session, you know, if you were to come to a session, like what is something that you have right now that you'd love support on?
I can certainly think of something. I just wasn't sure if I had to have already had something.
Nope, you can think of it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So what if you were to want to receive something, can't promise that you will, but I think you'll receive a lot of insight. what would you like to receive?
Yeah, I think that I'm working a lot with the slow and steady. There's a lot of mentions of that, so I'm sure folks can relate. So I'm in this phase of developing my business that is new. Never ran a business before, always part of a company or an organization, and definitely started programs and did, you know, many new beginnings and creating and all of that. But this feels very different because this is just me. And so I think that, I think I'm just working with and sitting with the part of like finding that balance between accepting what is going slow and steady and doing the work at a pace that feels aligned and manageable with all the other things that continue to happen in life outside of starting a business. So I think that I'm just, I guess it's like what I'm wanting from myself really is just a sort of like acceptance of the slow and steady and the trust.
Acceptance.
That's really what it is.
Yeah. Acceptance of the slow and steady. And you said the word trust. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As an aside for everyone, right, we're using our listening skills. Fanchen said the word trust twice, and I reflected that back to her. Tell us a little bit about why you want the acceptance of self and trust. Like, what? Why is that the intention?
Because I sometimes get in the place of being pulled towards the frenetic, right? The like doing, and even sometimes it's just in my head. It isn't even that I'm actually like doing too many things, but in my head I'm doing too many things. And I just don't even want to be doing too many things in my freaking head, let alone on my computer. Mm-hmm. I just want to give myself the space and just be okay with a slow and steady pace. And I just want to like really trust that that is okay. Yeah. Yep. There's trust again.
Yeah. So because you're not trusting that it's okay to go slow and steady, because you're not accepting that that is part of your process, it's creating all of this freneticness, if that's a word, not necessarily, right. not necessarily on the outside, but definitely on the inside. Yeah. Where else do you know this from?
Say that again.
Where else do you know this from?
Well, I mean, definitely my previous life, work life. I think it's just the way that I've always operated in, you know, working in fast-paced environments and, you know, working with vulnerable populations and having high stake implications, needing to needing to do a lot. So I think that that's more comfortable in my previous iteration of myself, which has changed a lot in the last year, but there's still some lingering elements of that, clearly.
Yeah. Okay, good. And I'm just going to jump all over the place, which we would do in a coaching session, but just to get different things. Talk about the fears that you have about, you said before, it's just me and I'm growing a business. Talk to us about some of those fears, whatever wants to come through.
Well, I mean, there's just like the obvious big fear, which is like, will I be successful? Will it be successful? Which I think is mostly at bay. But, you know, I think there's always like a little element of that that's like way back here. Like, hello, I want to come through. You have to support your family. You have a daughter going to college in a year and you quit your big high-paying job a year ago and you better prove that you can do this.
I mean, there's just that, right?
Right. Like, it's just real. Like, it just is. Yeah. And it's not even like there's any external message that I'm getting from anybody, from my partner, from friends or family. Like, that's not, that's just there, you know, it's mm-hmm. just real. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's that, will I be successful? And then there's just the other stuff that's like what it takes to be in a business on your own and put yourself out there and the vulnerabilities around that. And will I make sense? Will I be articulate? Will I accurately represent what I am able to offer? Will will I be effective?
Yeah.
Yeah.
if there were a connection between will I be successful, that little fear of will I be little fear of will I be successful.
Oh, just so tiny.
So if there was a connection between that fear and the all the not good enough fears that you just mentioned, will I be effective, will I be articulate, all of that, if there was a connection between those things and the frenetic, what would the connection be there?
Like the doing proves success or something. Yeah. Like, what is slow and steady? What is spaciousness? There's no there, right? Like, if I'm doing, then that means I'm producing, that means I'm successful.
Yeah, so tell me if I'm getting this right. You've got two things at tension with each other here. You've got this deep desire to go slow and steady and to trust in the slow and steady and to accept the slow and steady. And then you've got this, I'm wanting to do this with the belief. Yeah. You improve success. Mm-hmm. It's like almost screaming.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Totally.
What does that activate for you when you see it that way?
It like makes me want to relax more. It makes me feel like energetically, it's just like, whew. Like it's not where I'm at fundamentally. So that's a relief. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else that it's bringing up?
I think it's just such a reminder that like that those don't connect. Like there isn't a connection, that, and I know this, my experience knows this, right? Like I, you know, worked my ass off for a huge medical company organization desperately wanting to change the system and have impact, and I ran around like a chicken with my head cut off every day working my tail off, and it was like spinning wheels, right?
Yeah.
So there is no connection.
Yeah, you've got evidence.
Yes, many, many, many years of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that there weren't things that I created or things that I felt good about that I did, but the balance was not there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna just keep on switching around.
Absolutely.
Lots of things. Tell us about, you said you've already created a lot of programs, and just the little that I know of you, I know, I have a sense that they were really awesome and successful, or at least some of them were. Tell us more just about your experience and what you're bringing to this new business.
I think, so funny, like part of me just like quickly reverts to like my old story, which is like organization, and I'm a really good leader, I'm a really good like manager, and then it just like that did not resonate, but it's, I just had to name that like that's the thing that came forward first. Mm-hmm. But
Wait, it is. Can we pause there for a second?
Yeah, totally.
Why is it important for you to share that?
Because I'm just still in the process of shedding.
Yeah.
And it just feels important for myself to like name that I'm shedding that. Yeah, that identity that I've held on to for so long. So,
And that organizer is the doer, that organizer,
yes.
That version of leader, tell me if I'm getting right, is the one that believes doing proves success.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah.
But you caught yourself.
Yeah, completely. Yeah, because it like doesn't resonate and there's, not to say that there aren't elements of that that are valuable that I'm bringing, but that's not what is most resonant to me right now.
Yes.
So I think that it's really like creativity and joy. And love. I think that I think that there's a way that I think there's a way that I want to express my love, just love for the people that I work with in a way that is just really guiding my process and feels really like really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I've sort of had to maybe stifle a little bit in my previous spaces or iterations. And so it feels good to be able to bring it in a way that feels really full and whole and authentic to who I am.
Yeah. Good. What else? What else are you bringing to this new business and this new venture?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think ingenuity and just like thinking outside of the box and just opening to possibilities and, my whole self, my authentic self, and I'm trying to bring more trust.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep on jumping around. You used the word manageable before, which piqued my interest. What's your definition of manageable?
Manageable.
You're talking about an aligned pace. Pace.
I think it is a pace that... that for me means I can be fully present with all the different areas of my life so that I can be fully present with my clients that I'm working with whatever kind of business element that I'm focusing on, and that I can be present for my kids and my partner and my little pooch that's sleeping right there. And the way that I know that is if I'm, you know, focusing on one thing at a time, like being with wherever, whatever it is that I'm doing. and not getting snippy or irritable or yeah. So that's what manageable feels to me.
Tell me if I'm getting this right. I think one of the things I heard in what you just said is that when you're doing more than one thing at a time and not fully present, that's when you're more prone to get snippy.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
Anything else you want to share with us about any of this?
Just like, it's just like such a good reminder for me that what I'm offering is like what I want. And when I receive it, it's so lovely. And this is actually the third time I've received it today, because I had my one-on-one coaching and then with Andrea, which was just so beautiful this morning. And then I have another check-in that I do with another therapist who's also starting a business, and I received it from her, and then I'm receiving it now. And it's such a good reminder that I love to receive what I give, and that's why I give what I give in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah. It's so important. It's like, you know it, but it's so good to remember that.
Totally. And
remember it again.
And again and again and again. Yeah. And
again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So one last question. When you get, without any myth of perfection or arrival, but when you get even more firmly to that place of trust and acceptance in all of it and in the slow and steady, what will that look like or feel like? I know part of that is the fully present in the different areas, but anything else that comes up around what that will look like or feel like?
Like, it's so interesting. My first thought is like, what I want not to be present, but I want to reframe it as to what I want to be present, because I don't even want to put out into the universe the lack, right? Like, I want to not have that.
this may or may not land for you. I'll just have to, like, sometimes it is good to be clear on what you don't want in order to, like, lean into more of what you do want.
Totally. I just want to it's like I want to feel that sometimes I can get into this place of like minimizing each individual task or thing that I complete, and I just want to be in a place where it's like, it just, that feels good. And like that it actually feels good. Yeah. So the small action steps are meaningful and valuable and support the bigger goal, my whole, you know, broader goal. And sometimes I minimize, I think, the impact of the little tasks that I do, because I'm like, can't I just like have the whole thing done? I just want the whole thing done right now. And I just want to like be with the little tasks and be like, oh, that feels good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see even just from the energy and your posture on how that could shift so much. Any thoughts or ideas that come up on how, like, practically how you can make that happen? If that's what you want to feel satisfied in the tasks?
I think maybe just like honoring when I complete one of those little tasks, just like pausing and being like, oh yeah. Because like other people, like my friend did it for me this morning. She's like, I'm so proud of you. Like, look at this. You did this whole thing. And like, I just want to do that for myself. Right. And I like, even when she said it, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's okay, I guess.
But then we were talking about last week, like, yeah, that's right. Don't celebrate me.
Right. But then I let it in. That was just my initial internal. But then I was like, yeah. This is awesome. This feels good. And so I just want to do that more, I think.
Beautiful. Okay, good. So I think this is a good place. We've got a lot of information. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you want to put your practitioner hat on, feel free to, but if you don't want to, that's fine also. I'll give everybody another couple of moments to just make some more notes. What would you want to create awareness on here? How would you want to create awareness on? I inadvertently did some creating awareness. I mean, we are always going to by asking questions anyway, but there's some other things I did too. So if you happen to notice those and you want to pull some of that out too, that could be helpful as well. So I'll give you all a couple moments, and then let's not do this on chat unless you really, really feel like you have to do it in the chat. Let's do this voice to voice so we can really kind of look at each piece that's being brought forward. I'll give you a couple moments. Would like to share what awareness would you like to create here if you were the practitioner? Wendy, thanks for getting us started off.
Hi, no problem. Fanchen, first of all, thank you for being the brave, awesome one to step forward. And it's interesting, you were talking about, you know, putting yourself out there and being vulnerable and being brave in this work, which is beautiful because that's exactly what you did for us just now. And of course, like Joanna mentioned, I actually heard you say the word trust 3 different times and talking about slow and steady and wanting to give yourself space came up a few times as well. And it just makes me very curious about what would giving yourself space and trusting yourself, first, what would that look like? And second, what would that actually feel like in your body? So curious. I so want to dig around in all of that for a while. And when she got a little emotional, it was so beautiful that just this, her heart and her coaching was so front and center, talking about love and creativity and joy and her coaching. And the tone of voice was so soft and slow and gentle and kind, which is interesting because when she was talking about being in her corporate world, she was talking very fast. Like she said these things before many, many times, and they're coming out really quick. It was just a completely different energy. And
wait, I'm going to pause you there because you're saying many great things and they're coming out. I also want to give other people opportunity, but let's pull some of the things, the awesome things that you just said. Let's work backwards. So great listening skills in terms of pace and tone, and that difference between talking about when she was talking about corporate versus talking about coaching, and of course making that connection, like the soft and the steady, like she's already in that place in so many ways with coaching, right? So that's a beautiful thing to reflect to a client and to create awareness of, simply by saying, you know, I just want to share with you because I really noted this, right? And then to share that, really, really nice. Sorry, I wasn't taking notes when you were talking. Oh, you asked that great question about the how you can have both. Asking questions is another way of creating awareness. And I'm glad that you brought the question in. And also, we'll be doing a lot of like going into our questioning module too. But that is a great way to create awareness. And then this other piece of that function was already exhibiting that courage in the moment, right? So just reflecting that back to a client so that they can take a moment and see, like, oh, I do have this inside of me, and it does come out naturally and up naturally. That can be a very valuable thing to create awareness on. Beautiful. Thank you. Carmen.
Thank you. I'm having a bit of a hard time today putting on my facilitator hat. So I'll try to speak from that place, but fair warning that it's not
all is
fully present.
Here. All is welcome here.
There was a big impact, or the part that the beautiful piece that impacted me the most is, and you asked the question of why was it important to notice that behind voice. The whole tone of the conversation shifted. At the beginning I heard doubt and just hesitation. And as the element of grief came up, there was this clarity on her being in her space. And what is coming up for me that in trying to frame is that I'm having a hard time is, what if the grief of transitioning from one place to another, from letting go, is the force that brings alignment into what is to come? Does that make sense?
What's the trouble that you're having with that?
It feels more of a projection when I say it, even though, yeah, it's just that. It feels more of a projection, yet I don't feel it's not real or not true. But
yeah.
It's coming from it's coming from my heart. It's not coming from my hearing.
Yeah. Beautiful. So I think there's a couple of important pieces in here. You're saying it feels like a projection, right? Mm-hmm. So number one, I'm not exactly, and Fanchen, I want to hear from you. There may have been some grief in it, but I don't think grief was the primary emotion that was coming up when the emotion came up, or I shouldn't say primary. I think there were a couple things happening there, but so that's one thing. The next is this projection of what I think I'm hearing and what you're saying is, if it is grief, that's a bad or not okay or too hard, when we don't know if that's true for the client, when that can actually be harnessed for so much beauty and so much gold. And so it's great that you're checking filters that you have on that. Fanchen, I'd love to hear from you. Was that grief or only grief that was coming up when the emotion came up there, if you remember that moment?
I think that there was grief, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and sadness intertwined.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, so I don't always hear well. It's interesting because I heard some grief, but I thought I was hearing also some like, and this is hard and I'm doing it too. But it sounds like primarily it was like that grief that was coming through.
I think so.
Okay, good. Good. So Carmen, you heard better than I did.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you listened with your heart.
And you used words, Carmen, of like it really hit me when she said, or I forget exactly what you said, but it really, that's a great language to use when creating awareness or reflecting with a client. Also, like it really hit me, or I could really, it really, like I could feel that emotion come up. That's actually a way of creating deeper awareness, honoring what is, all the different things. Good. Juliana.
Thank you. Sorry, I just have to take a moment of like stage fright or performance and let that out of the way. What I heard as the theme that Joanna, you brought up a lot was that theme of trust and some of the underlying fears of maybe that you won't be different or things can't change. And what I wanted to do is just honor the fact that you quit your job a year ago. You're clearly committed to this. And if, there's ever a moment of not trusting yourself to listen to yourself and follow yourself, you set up two very different worlds between your former life and the life you're creating. And yeah, just want to celebrate that first off. And then my question for what might be under that is I'm wondering if it feels too easy to be yourself. And if there's any level under there about having, when you talked about working hard, about needing to deserve, in addition to what Joanna teased out about being enough.
Nice. So all of these shares are so great. I first just want to pull out this celebrating that Funchen quit her job, right? Like that's, she said it kind of quick, but that's a big deal, right? And like you're saying, Anna, it says so much about Fanchen and what she believes and what she wants and what she actually knows about herself and what she's committed to. So celebrating that, honoring that, creating deeper awareness around that can be so valuable. Really, really nice. And then this creating awareness around, and yeah, Carmen put it in the chat, what if it feels too easy to be yourself? I think part inherent in that, one of the things that I was really noticing, and I think this is probably what you were noticing too, Juliana, is that it's really easy for Fanshen to be authentic and herself. It just like it comes through every word that she spoke was just so authentic. You could feel that. It is an easy thing for her. Nice. Natalie.
I'm with Juliana with the like performance anxiety right now too. My head is all cluttered. Gosh. Yeah, I want to echo what Juliana just said about the, well, just the bravery that it took Fanshan to do what you did and to be walking this out, the courage and the bravery that that's involved in that. So just acknowledging the what is in that. And a couple of things that kept coming up as you were sharing for me about around the trust as well, because like Juliana was saying, it takes a trust to do what you did, but it's almost like, tell me if I'm getting this right. I felt this almost like a tension of, the yearning to be the full authentic version of yourself that is loving and joyful and creative and authentic, this yearning and yet this tension of the old way that you're so used to and familiar, the default version, I guess I would say, of yourself. And like that's the almost like the block to the trust. I don't know, like, does that resonate at all?
Nice. So you're using some of that language of tell me, am I getting this right? Pointing to both places, you know, there's this and then there's this. And then the client can say like, yeah, that lands or that doesn't land, but this. So nicely done. And the other thing, you use the word transition in there, and that even in and of itself could be a beautiful thing to create some awareness and space around. That function is in this in-between place. She's in this transition where she's working on letting go of the old, but it's not quite fully let go of, and she has her leg in the new, and there it, that does create a tension, and that does create a discomfort, right? So even just sometimes the words that come up in our own heads as practitioners, creating awareness around that, seeing if that lands, can be something really useful. Good. Andrea.
Thank you. Fenshin, one of the things I heard you say was when you said, I worked my ass off. And you said, I worked my tail off. So I thought it was, and so in that moment, I think what I would want to say is, I'm so curious, are you able to tap into what was happening in that setting that had you in that place of working your ass off and working your tail off? And the connection I'm making, and I would want to try and go further with it, is, you know, what's the source of that? What's creating that energetic in the working your ass off statement, so that we could see if those are present today, and maybe recreating some of that feeling of, I, you know, letting go is a little difficult.
Nice. Yeah. And even the way that you just reflected, I think it was exactly that tone of voice, like the way she said tail or ass, or there was like a bite to it. Like there was more there for sure. Good. Heather.
Yeah, I think this kind of, you know, ties into what Andrea was saying, because I was hearing Fenshin talk about how, you know, when she was busy, frenetic, that was effective and successful, and making her desire to be slow and steady and more balanced. I'm just wondering for Fenshin whether looking deeper into what success means. Nice. In that new framework of slow and steady.
Really nice. So creating awareness around success in that framework of slow and steady. Good. All of these are great. Keep them coming. Melody.
A function, when you were talking about what you bring to your work, I was so struck about how you said you brought love. I could so feel the warmth and connection in that. And you mentioned that you wanted to be able to express love for the people that you work with, and how it guided your process and how empowering that was. And that you're offering what it is that you want, and that when you receive it, it's so lovely. And I guess I'm wondering, in your process of building trust and managing these things, is what would it look like if you were able to have kind of a conscious moment where you can say, okay, I'm going to do that to myself. I'm going to take a moment out and I'm going to give that love to myself. I'm going to give that empowerment to myself. I'm going to give it to myself and really receive it. And I mean, consciously do it. Does that, I don't know, I'm just wondering, does that land? Does that resonate? Would that be in any way helpful?
Nice. So a couple things there. So first, reflecting to the client that this emphasis on love and this value of love and this superpower of love, which she said she has, but right, it's like we said, we said things, but sometimes we want the space to land. So you did that through your words, Melody, and then you did that through the energy of your voice. As you were saying, there was like love dripping from your voice, Melody, as you were reflecting that back to her. So connect, you know, creating that energy and that feeling of it. There was something else I was going to say. I can't remember the exact words you used with the question. I think it was a beautiful question. Sometimes, not always, I'm like a little bit of a, I do this myself, but then I get a little stickler when other people do this, so take it or leave it. But it was a yes or no question. Sometimes pulling out of the yes or no and having it more open-ended will feel less leading and more allowing for the client to find their own resonance and wisdom in it. I end up asking yes or no questions a lot. And when we get to questioning, we'll look at when are the right moments for it and all of that. But anyway, I'm just tossing that for you and everybody. And then I loved the, does that resonate? If they, especially if we are asking something that is leading, which sometimes it's totally a great thing to do, we do want to ask, is that resonating?
I realized that as it came out of my mouth. So that was a last, was a scramble to try to fix it.
You saved it. But that's the thing, right? Like, no myth of perfection. Like, we can move our ways around, and you saved it by asking if it was resonant. So all good.
Thank you.
Courtney.
Thank you. And yeah, Melody, I was the love. Thank you for speaking to that, because that was something that really, really landed with me as I was listening as well. Fanchen, one of the things that really stood out to me was when you seem to have this tremendous capacity for self-awareness, which I noticed, especially when you had this moment of sort of checking yourself and saying, and none of this is coming from anyone else. No one outside is putting pressures on me. This is just, I can't remember exactly what you said, but it was this, you were both simultaneously feeling the pressure and also noticing like, oh, this pressure isn't actually real. It's not coming from external. And that sort of in that moment, your energy shifted in a way that was really compelling to see, because it showed me that you've got this capacity, you have it already. And it made me curious as to whether there's something potentially about permission and about giving yourself permission to disengage from that old frenetic pace, from that old sort of paradigm of the judgment and the expectation of doing things and productivity. So it made me curious about that. And what I'm wondering is whether, if you were to sort of get quiet, give yourself the space, like you said that you wanted, just even in this moment, to feel into where in your body that old sort of paradigm energy of needing to be frenetic, of needing to be constantly producing to prove, where that is sitting still in your body, and what might happen if you were to just allow it the space and give it the love that you are so clearly, naturally bringing to your clients and to your desire and how you want to be moving into this new way of being and of offering. So that's what I'm curious
about. Nice, beautiful. So I want to pull some things out of that. So first, just the the reflecting back to the client and really celebrating that that she's someone who is self-aware. So just a beautiful thing for a client to be seen and heard and known in that, you know, that the practitioner is seeing that. Awesome. And then you introduced this new concept that didn't come up in the conversation to create awareness around, which is permission. So creating awareness that permission, even if the client already knows, yeah, okay, it's possible for me to give myself permission to kind of start to lean into that more. And then I know you were saying it because we're kind of after the fact and not in the session, but you just laid out a really beautiful somatic process that you could actually lead the client through step by step by step in the session. First, let's find where in your body you're holding the frenetic. Let's hold space for it, et cetera, however that's gonna go. And now find that permission in your body. First, you wanna check if that concept of permission resonated, sure. Right? Yeah. And then work that. So really nicely done. Thank you. Doris.
Fenshin, I would like to reflect back to you. But first, I would like to celebrate your tears, as you mentioned that you are shedding your identity. That's huge. I want to celebrate because it's a big initiation you're going through. And you are not just birthing a new business, but you are birthing a new being. You are birthing a new version of yourself, a more authentic version. And I, during the whole session, I noticed this thread between realizing that doing does not equal to success. And really this eagerness for being fully present, for expressing your creativity, your joy, your love through your work by just being. I just want to celebrate that. And it brings me so much joy. Your tears brought me so much joy. And what you were going through and what you were saying yes to, it's not for the faint of heart. So thank you. Thank you for being vulnerable. And thank you for being willing to be yourself and to be this gift to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. More beautiful using of the skills and modeling. Pull a couple pieces. So when the tears came up, that is a moment to pause and honor the emotion that's coming up, as you so beautifully did. And you did it in this empowered compassion mixed in with celebration way, like really, really masterfully done. And this honoring of all that it takes to be in this process of shedding the old, similar to what we were saying about transition before and stepping into the new. Really nicely done. Thank you. Anina.
Yes, hi. There were a few pieces that came to me. And first of all, I want to just thank Joanna for this beautiful witnessing of your coaching, because I saw that you were making a lot of connections, also like the connection between doing proves success, which maybe wasn't so clear. So it was also maybe creating awareness, and then reframing a few times. So I felt like that's kind of maybe an edge for me. So I felt nice to witness you do that. And then for function, I want to honor you honoring yourself. That felt beautiful at the end when you said that you want to honor those small steps that you take and just pause there for a moment. And kind of from that place, I'm also wondering, it's like about boundaries. It almost felt like maybe in the past, when you were in this fanatic corporate job, that you were maybe crossing your boundaries a few times. And then I'm just curious, how would it look like now being self-employed to create your own boundaries, except from the fact that you're honoring already those small steps, but maybe more like, again, in, maybe in an embodied way, like what feels like you're going, you're crossing over to that fanatic stage of doing too much.
Nice, bringing in this new concept of boundaries. I can see Fetch is taking notes and it makes sense. Good, really nicely done. Kelsey's saying in the chat, she's, I love this is hitting me so much. I don't know, this is maybe for you, Fanshen, or maybe it's for me, but it's really hitting me, this idea of hospicing an old identity instead of like throwing it to the gutter, you know, like beautiful creating awareness of like, the hospicing is the letting go, but in this beautiful way that really honors, and in that spacious way that you're looking for. I love that.
And it's loving.
Yes, yes. Lisa.
So I just honor the opportunity to witness Fanshen at this stage of her growth, because trusting the truth of who she is something that I heard, this, the old identity. To go from a job where there's metrics and the metrics are based on doing and performance to a job where it's metrics of connection in the heart. And how do you measure those things, right? How do you get your brain from the metrics of do to just being? And I was feeling that the pain that I saw was because Fanshen's always been, she's always had all of herself, her heart. And yet that old job, it just skewed everything into this one part where perhaps her heart wasn't. And now she's got to have the opportunity, she's got the opportunity to be all of herself, which is pretty amazing. So these beliefs about value and the value of love and being versus doing is it's almost like a reweaving energetically of the whole container of beingness. So that's, I just feel really inspired by this opportunity to witness. So thank you, Fanshen.
Beautiful, thank you. So first, just this, the practitioner showing their inspiration, which so many of you have, and like how moving it is and what a privilege it is to hold space and to witness this. That is a way of creating awareness, of supporting a client to feel seen and heard and loved and known and celebrated. Really nicely done. And then this is another avenue that the coaching session could go down of, you know, how much in that old way were you allowed that being, that acceptance, that trust, and to kind of create more awareness there. Good. Juliana.
I raised my hand when nobody else had their hand up, so hopefully it's okay to go again, because you kind of touched on it, I think it was Carly in the chat. Another theme that I saw in my notes was you mentioned, use the word balance several times. And I just wanted to create awareness around something that we all likely know, but is hard to remember when we're trying to create that balance during a time of transition. And that is kind of what others have talked about. Like in your old life, you describe, like you kind of shied away from organization and doing. And it's like, you're starting a business. There's organization and doing and all of those old skills that are so necessary to push you forward. And so, just wanted to call awareness to that, that you're, you know, like throwing the baby out with the bathwater or feeling like somehow you have to become completely different or abandon, you know, the elements. But I love that the phrase of kind of midwifing or, you know, just finding that space to really honor all of your skills, even though some of them were used for evil, you know, or in a way.
I love it. This creating awareness that even while shedding that old identity, what's a new definition of organization? What's a new definition of leadership in this context of slow and steady and in this context of trust? We know what organization looks like when there isn't trust from the old job. What does organization look like with trust? Nice. Good. You're all awesome. So much goodness here. I just want to see if there are any other pieces that I wanted to pull out. Just a couple. One, Anita, your hand is raised.
I'm sorry. So yes, this is one thing that I want to add, that I want to point out. At the beginning, Fenshen was like, it's just me now in this new business. And now at the end, I heard that today she let in 3 times already support. And I want to honor how is she already opening up, and even though this is her new business now, with all the skills that she can use from the previous one, as Juliana said, it's not just her.
Yeah, beautiful listening. Great catch there. Yeah, really, really nice. Really nice. Good. Yeah. It's her business, but she's maybe not alone. Good.
Yes.
Awesome. A couple things I want to say. So first, a couple other things where more awareness could be created. I noticed that as Fanshan was speaking, like her natural energy is slow and steady. And that is such a natural resource that she has. It's like right there for the taking. It might take a little bit of like focused application to bring into the mind and the frenetic, but that is a superpower there. So that might be something to create awareness around. We did, when I was interviewing her, and some of you brought up too, like this piece that she brought up of this belief around doing proves success. So, you know, I kind of did a little bit more creating awareness around that, but that could be something to really go deeper with. When she said, it's not where I'm at fundamentally, that's a moment where if I was coaching the client in that situation, I'd say, let's take a moment here and pause, and I want to repeat back to you what you just said. This frenetic pace is not where you're at fundamentally, right? Just that kind of slowing it down, letting the client absorb what they just said. Can be really important. I think that's it. One thing I want to point out is all of you brought I mean, there were connections and some of the things that you brought, but you all brought different things. There's no one way. This is an art, not a science. We don't have to like get it right. If we listen with our full presence and then use the skills and the techniques, we will move our client to where they want to be. Fanchen, I want to come back to you for a moment. I saw you were taking a lot of notes and I saw some head nodding. Even though this wasn't a coaching session, what did you receive
from that? Was a therapy session. Thank you, everyone. Seriously. Oh my God.
I'm going to say we were in scope. It was also a coaching session.
Oh, yes, this is being recorded. So, what just hit me really big on a practitioner level is that, and actually this is a really good thing for me to hear and feel, there are so many meaningful directions to go. And I felt so impacted by every single comment. And some of them felt starkly different. And some of them felt so not obvious to me. And yet so resonant. And I just love that, because as a practitioner, it's just such a good reminder to know that if you're using all these skills that you teach, Joanna, which are, you know, frankly, like, not taught in therapy school, like, oh my God, if like every therapist should do you and forget the 2 years of training. I'm like, I'm sorry, but our therapy schools just kind of suck. And this is what we need to be learning. So there just are so, if we're using those skills, if we're using these skills and we are connected to the people that we're working with, whatever direction we end up going is going to be useful and helpful for the clients that we're working with. And if we remember to ask them for guidance, which was your prompt all along, Joanna, just the reminder of like, and everyone did it, like, and I want to check in about that. Like, but there's so often that we as humans don't know necessarily, we're pulling out either unconscious stuff or stuff that's just, it's like lingering in the background. And I truly feel like I could have gone down any one of those strains and it would have been super helpful. Instead, I got them all. And since I can integrate things, like, I feel like it's meaningful. Like, just,
I'm like, so glad you have a lot of journaling to do or reading over notes to do. I'm so glad. Yeah. And so well powerful. Said. So many different avenues. And I love how you said, so long as we're present with our client and we check in, right?
Yeah. It's
nice. All right, I know we have just a minute and a half left. I wanna ask everybody to write down what is one thing that you're really taking for yourself from our time together today? What's one thing you're really taking for yourself from our time together today? And I want to hear one last word. We're at 4:30, but I want to hear one more share. What are you taking for yourself? And also thank you, Fanchen, and thank you everyone for all that you brought forward today. So much. I learned a lot as well. So thank you. Thank you. Jana.
Actually, what I'm taking is coming from Fanchen. So thank you for sharing and thank you for saying this. There were all those different avenues and each one of them would have been, you know, were helpful or would have been helpful. I find when I'm coaching, I'll have like 10 different ways I want to go. And sometimes I'm like, which way, you know, did I go down the wrong path? Did I leave this piece unturned? You know, so that's what I'm taking away is like, there's so many different avenues. And as long as you're checking in, and making sure you're on the right track, that the client's going to get something from it.
Yeah, absolutely. So important. Good. Well, again, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Reminder, our class next week is on Monday, not on Tuesday. Next week, I'm, for the first time since before COVID, I'm going to be facilitating an in-person retreat the rest of next week, which I'm so excited about. But it does mean that we're meeting on Monday. If you need anything between now and then, let me know. Sending you all lots of love. Bye.